Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number three. This is my last live broadcast of 2006 for the weekday show. I'll be there. New Year's Day will be live on Genesis. Sunday I'll be on 4 to 6 p.m. on KLBJ on the syndicated show out of Austin. We'll be there. Let's get to some more of your calls, and I'll get back into the big stack of news. More troops. They're going to be foreign troops. Our military will be made up mainly of foreign troops. It's in your face, mainstream news, okay? Please stop denying. We'll get into what's happening to the dollar right now. I got a big stack of important news here in front of me. People out riding their bicycles don't have their driver's license. The cops are arresting them. It's just total control. Let's right now go to Robert in California, IA. Go ahead, Robert.
Good morning, Alex from California. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Okay. I just want to digress for a second. You're saying that President Bush was calling for, what, 20,000 more troops?
He called for 40 last week, and now it's 20 today, yeah.
Well, that's my calculation says 60,000 troops he needs. Because they never really say that they don't need the 40 before. But anyway, I was in the military back in 79 working and reading a lot of top secret documents, and I sort of became aware of the weirdness, you know, because there would be like terrorist attacks and on embassies over in Thailand, and then nothing in our news at all. And so
yeah, those are a lot of times those are real attacks.
Yeah, those are the real attacks because they would already have the possible criminals who did it or organizations listed on the top secret documents that I've read. These ones now, and I agree with you that they're just gearing up for something that will probably, you know, put a lot of people back to sleep in this fervor of, you know, flag waving.
Let's wave our flags while they take the dollar's value and take over the infrastructure and enslave us. Yay! Defeat them! Oh, yes! Aim machine guns at me! Defeat them! I mean, it's like that Hail to the Chief song we play. You know, when they play Hail to the Chief, the cannons are pointed at me. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's I've been throughout the years trying to wake people up and say, you know, you should research this. You should look deeper into what they're telling you. And even get some read news from other sources throughout the world, or talk to your buddies who are, you know, that live in other countries. And you know, a lot of people are lazy. Some want their information spoon-fed, and then the others who just don't want to take action until they have to take action. And unfortunately, like you said, a lot of the Christians in the country don't.
I mean, it's scary to have evil people running things. They're actively taking more power. They're setting up a classical hyper-tyranny. And, I mean, how are people not shocked into action? I don't understand that. Big enemies beating their chest, building systems to attack me. And, I mean, I'm supposed to just sit here and roll over?
Well, that's because you've woken up. You're using both sides of your brain. I quit watching TV for a long time now. I mean, I do catch some news articles. I'm sure you've seen or if someone's told you about the new articles to get our children to join the military. You have like this kid going, Dad, Mom, you know, I don't have anything going for me. I'm thinking about joining the military. And, you know, then all of a sudden they pan over to like where they live. You know, you see the street gangs out in the corner. And then they pan back to the son, and then they go, oh, well, the ball's in your court, whether you should tell your kid to go in the military or not. And I've told my kid, no.
Well, that's part of it. They've destroyed the economy so much that we're just going to be a colony of the New World Order. We're just something to supply mindless fodder.
Well, that also, when I was in the military, when I was in training, we were training troops from Iraq and Iran in our basic electronics and theory classes. So.
Yeah, you want to tell people about that, or you want to get off the phone?
Well, you know, they probably won't listen anyway.
Yeah, but you held a long time. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir. You have a good day, though.
You too. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to me hyperventilate. All right, we'll come back and talk to a few others.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The London Telegraph, the Associated Press, and others have been reporting that Saddam is to be executed tomorrow. Now the press is reporting that Saddam could be executed any time now. They could be killing him, if you even think that's him. And Lord knows what the truth is. That's the problem with congenital liars who stage events. We know whoever that Saddam is was captured 3 weeks before by Kurds on the Kurd-Sunni borderland. And we know, and this letter came out in major British and French papers. It's not debatable. Of course, we all got the famous CNN footage of the Marine Corps colonel saying, "Do you understand, men? You found him in that hole. Do you understand? What's the story? We found him in that hole." Well, it turned out that whoever that was had already been captured for weeks and then was stuck in that hole for that staged event. Just like they hired the guy that did Pirates of the Caribbean and every, you know, all these other big movies, Enemy of the State, Jerry Bruckheimer. 3 days before the Iraqis had left, Republican Guard, the doctors came down the road to the troops, braving machine gun fire, with a white flag, said, "Hey, we've got some of your people and some of the dead bodies. Come get them. We're taking care of them." And then they were about to go in that day, and they said, "We got to get advisement on how to handle this." He was brought in as a consultant over SAT television. He told the Delta Force troops how to go in, how to kick down the doors. She got scared, hid under the blanket. Turned out she cowered in fear, of course, the time before. It was a Hispanic man, I forget his name, who had fought to the death if they're shooting all the Iraqis and fighting them with a knife once they got there. And then some other members of the unit said she didn't do anything, so they all, five of them, got killed. Remember that? I mean, they'd be at their house in Phoenix in a nice neighborhood in the cookout in their backyard and over the wooden privacy fence, somebody in a black uniform and a black mask would double tap them with total precision to the head. You know, others, I mean, would be pulled out of their car and drowned. I mean, they were really, and I got on air and I said, I'm not saying she was listening, I said, you better go public or the big hero is going to die in a car wreck in the next few days. And then that was how important it was to keep that propaganda going to push women in the military. And then it came out, remember? She came out and said, it's all a fable, none of it's true, I hid in the back, I didn't fight. So you had a few people in the convoy unit, you know, just regular Army folks, who did fight valiantly. No, they don't get any of the credit. It has to be some little white girl, see, because that fits in with the fable. It fits in with the baloney. And then remember Tillman and all the rest? By the way, we've talked to Tillman's brother, and I'm not going to say what he said to us off air. By the way, that was 2 months ago, Kevin. Call him back. I want to get Kevin Tillman on the show, Kevin. Yeah, he actually didn't like not being able to fight Al-Qaeda. So something happened. It's not just friendly fire, ladies and gentlemen, from the evidence we have. But again, it's good. America's good. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I got a bunch of news to cover. It's just, this is the type of news I got in front of me. I got stacks of this, okay? The vaccine to prevent every strain of flu. Never. I will never take it. DM man refused to give ID to police is arrested. Des Moines Register. A man who refused to identify himself to a police officer in downtown Des Moines changed his mind when he learned he was going to jail. John Tenacat, 34, of Des Moines, asked whether he could be unarrested. But it doesn't work that way, Officer Lordship Garth House said. We should call him Lord. Of course, this has been overthrown in the courts hundreds of times. Failure to ID. You do not have to show an ID if you're not in a motor vehicle. Austin has lost 4 times at the Supreme Court. Austin's really big on it. But you know, go pull that up. Famous cases going back over 80 years. Last case was in the mid-80s. I've had cops. I've told the story one time. I lived in these apartments in Northwest Hills off Greystone, and I lived at the Wood Hollow Apartments, literally 50 yards from some mini-mart, and I had Gatorade and Bluebell ice cream, bachelor food, and I've been to the gym. I'm coming back in shorts and flip-flops, walking literally 50 yards to my apartment, and this cop pulls up and says, let me see your ID. And I said, I don't have one. He goes, well, why don't you? I can arrest you. And I said, man, I just live right there. I was going over there. He goes, well, you're buying something. You don't have your ID. And I went, I paid cash. And he had his partner with him. They're like total gang members. You know, I mean, they could for central casting for, you know, the rape guards in a movie. You know, something like that. I mean, these are just thugs, scumbags. And I'm sorry, you're scum. I mean, they look like goons, they act like goons. And I mean, I'm back then, Mitch, really clean cut and, you know, handsome, nice, you know, perfect shape, standing there in shorts and a t-shirt. And I don't start arguing. I go, well, why are you looking for somebody? What's going on? What's your apartment? And I said, well, it's right there. And he said, I could arrest you right now. And I just said, for what? And he goes, failure to ID. And I said, so I'm going to ask you again. Are you looking for some? Do I look like somebody? And he said, no, punk. I just want your ID. And I just went, okay. Well, I don't have one. And they just laughed at me like gang member thugs do. And they just drove off. You know, it's fun to be scum. It's fun to kill America. It's fun. It's fun. And listen to this article. You know, it's just written like a toady. I can't believe how the press just kisses up. I'll be at radio stations, you know, as a talk show host or on another show, and I'll bash the corrupt system. I mean, every day it's some new Texas crime lab framing people. It was on the news last night. I mean, it's totally untrustworthy. Detectives constantly running whores and drugs everywhere. I mean, I know of what I speak. Everybody knows. And people get so shocked. Oh, he talks bad about the government. Oh. I mean, listen to the sick syrupiness of this article. A man who refused to identify himself to a police officer in downtown Des Moines changed his mind when he learned he was going to jail. John Tenacat, 34, of Des Moines, asked whether he could be unarrested, but it doesn't work that way, Officer Garthout said. Tenacat was charged with harassment of a public official. See how they're criminals? They don't just charge you now with failure to ID. No. It's harassment or being rude, disrespectful to a public official. An official. An authority, a master. Tenacat was charged with harassment of a public official, a misdemeanor that involves willfully preventing or trying to prevent a public officer or government employee of performing his or her duty. About 4:15 p.m., Tuesday, House spotted a man sitting on a bicycle between two businesses in the 200 block of 4th Street. The man apparently was reading a bus schedule. House said he asked the man why he was in the alley. He became defensive and said he wasn't doing anything wrong. How dare that slave not answer questions? It's routine. House wrote in his report, the officer explained there had been incidents of criminal mischief and urination in the area. Oh, that's a sexual offense. And he wanted to know the man's name. He refused, saying that he did not have to give it, House said. He claimed he was in a public alley and did not have to be harassed by the police. Some middle-class yuppie thinks he's still in a free country. House said he informed Tenacat that it was private property. He asked again for a name, and again Tenacat refused. I told him that if he did not give his information, he would go to jail, House said. He said, fine, take me to jail. House then pleaded, placed the man in custody. He asked if he provided his information, if I would unarrest him. House said, I advised him that once he was arrested, I could not unarrest him. Oh, really? When you're pulled over, folks, you're under arrest. State and federal code. Don't try it. Do whatever you want. Like all your steroid cop friends, yeah. Yeah, you enforce the law, right? You do. Nothing more pathetic than these guys get all roided up. And after they're off of them, they're a bunch of chicken necks, soft weaklings. Bunch of chicken necks. Oh, man, I got stacks of it here. Yes, I'm in a rageful mood, ladies and gentlemen. What a way to end the year. Listen to this. Police charged with murdering duo on bridge after Katrina. And they're only getting in trouble because they were killing cops and shooting emergency workers. And they shot a bunch of other people. They wouldn't let you walk out on the highways that were high and dry. And they wouldn't bring you food. They came to take guns, period. That's America. Police charged with murdering duo on bridge after Katrina. Seven police officers have been charged with murder and attempted murder for shooting on a New Orleans bridge 6 days after Hurricane Katrina that killed two people and wounded four others. The incident on the Danziger Bridge in the eastern part of the city on September 4, 2005 has come to represent the lawlessness that descended on the city in the aftermath of the storm. At the time, New Orleans sweltered under a blistering heat, corpses littering the streets, and looters ransacked shops and businesses in areas where there weren't armed citizens. They didn't in neighborhoods because they got their heads blown off. New Orleans police have described the incident as a shootout with snipers, but victims and their relatives claim it was a police ambush. And there were at least five different instances of this. They shot cops, they shot emergency workers, they shot National Guard, because they're the type of people that want to be cops probably shouldn't be cops. They play video games all day. They want to be tough. They want to get a kill. They want to make their bones. They want to shoot people. In this case that they're getting in trouble for, they shot Ronald Madison, a 40-year-old mentally disabled man, and James Bassett, 19, were killed. One of them was shot seven times total, with five wounds in his back. His mother was with him at the time he was shot, so they were crossing the bridge when a group of teenagers ran up behind them and started firing shots. As they fired, seven men jumped out of a truck and began shooting. Unbelievable. I wonder why the London Times is reporting on this case. This isn't really, really bad stuff, where they shot workers and police. They're really stupid. No, New Orleans cops aren't corrupt. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They're good.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Calls now. That means crawl for other talk show hosts. And then I want to get into approving clone meat for your shelves. It's like irradiated food and everything else. It's good for you. It's like mercury. It's good. It's like everything. It's good. They say it is. I'm going to play this clip, too, of Noam Chomsky propagandizing, but he slips up. Wait till you hear it. George in Indiana, then Linda, and others. Go ahead, George. You're on the air.
I've got a couple things. One thing on that meat there, that the other night I was watching a video where this guy has developed something that where he can take some sinew, put it in a Petri dish, and grow a whole hamburger patty overnight.
Sounds delicious to me.
Huh?
Sounds delicious and nutritious.
He couldn't get anybody to want to get involved with the patent of the thing, though, yet. Look, I have 17 grandchildren. I've talked to you before, Alex, and my oldest one is a baby boy, and he's about 13 months old now. He's walking, running. We've kept him away from all the vaccines. The kid will bring me up something to share with me. He doesn't put things in his mouth. I've never seen a boy act like this. He's amazing. But he's not been touched by those vaccines, and I thank you for that information. One other thing I wanted to mention, and I've listened to your show religiously, and the 911 has always been something I've been very interested in, but I found something 2 days ago. You may already know it, but for your audience out there, the Boeing 757s and 767s are standard, the way I understand it, they're set up for remote control.
Yes, they are built to have the remote control systems. And Bush, I saw it on tape. I mean, I saw it live when it happened. He was giving a speech a few days after 9/11 in New York at the police headquarters. And he said, well, I've been told we've got a way to remote control planes when they're hijacked in the future. And somebody reaches up and grabs his arm. And I didn't tape it. Somebody's got to find that tape.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, which shows he knew, but he's so stupid he probably wasn't running anything.
Well, it's like Rumsfeld. He said something about a missile hitting the Pentagon.
He said a missile hit the Pentagon twice. He said Flight 93 was shot down three times.
Yep. You see, they're so the 50 most stupid things that Bush has said you have on your website right now. I thought that was hilarious. I printed it out. I'm going to take it to all my friends.
Nigeria is a very important continent.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you, brother. I hope you have a happy new year, and I'll be listening to your program, see how things go when you get back.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, George. Let's talk to who's up next? Leslie in where are you calling from, Leslie?
Virginia.
Hey, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. You compare these people to prostitutes, the globalists. Well, I disagree. Prostitutes and the whores have higher morals than these people.
Well, I don't mean it in that sense.
Oh, I know.
I mean, comparing them to a female lady of the night there. I mean, I'm saying they're sold out.
Of course they are. Yeah. This country is financially, morally, and spiritually bankrupt. And what we need to do is Nancy Pelosi just recently, she's been all over the airwaves.
Disgusting pig.
Of course, but she's saying that that this Congress is going to be different because they're going to provide oversight of our agencies and we're going to have ethics and all this blah, blah, blah. This is what I recommend, Alex. That
didn't Bush promise that?
What we're going to do is call her bluff. I suggest that we call as soon as to start the new year off with impeachment and investigation hearings.
There are huge groups. The millions of signatures have been sent in. The Democrats were sent there for that. And day one, she put the kibosh on all of it and said, we're going to increase the troops and we're never leaving.
That's what I'm saying. We need more people writing letters to the editors. We need more people calling 202-224-3121 calling Congress. We need more people supporting your show. We need action.
Well, we need to have people to call on these talk radio shows with these idiots that listen and say, listen, the American people in polls don't want this. War wasn't declared. The CIA's own assessment says us being there makes it worse. We need to leave. That's what the people want. Why aren't we leaving if that's what the people want? Because they can argue it, you know, the pros and cons all day. The point is, we don't want it. Why are we there?
Absolutely. And the point being, as you know, George Bush did not have the authorization to do that North American Union. He has never been called to the table on this.
Hell, now the fake neocon talk show hosts are defending it. First they said it didn't exist. Now they're saying you're a liberal if you're against the end of America and open borders. Listen, folks, you're absolutely right. Bush signed the North American Union in March of last year. He signed an addendum in December of last year. We are in it right now. That's high treason, period. No debate. Impeach that little creature now for that alone.
Absolutely. Now is the time for impeachment, folks. And keep this in mind. And Alex, as you know, Congress's ratings were at the lowest ever. And the point being that they were in there because the old batch was thrown out. Not that it's going to make any difference. The point being,
we need to throw them out. Just keep throwing them out. Let them know we're going to vote against anybody who's pro-war, anybody who's anti-gun, anybody who's for amnesty. Thank you for the call. A couple final calls, and I'll play some audio clips and cover some other news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Jonesreport.com. You can read this Will the Dam Break by Joseph Stiglitz, former chief economist, World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. saying we survived worldwide economic catastrophe. That's his quote. Despite the implosion of the dollar and sky-high oil prices, and he goes on to say that it's going to be very hard to avoid a global meltdown in 2007, but he goes on to say the greater threat is the secret arrest, the torture. If you got to read this, it's like I wrote it. But, of course, it's not the New World Order's fault. It's all George Bush's fault. See, they got to hang him out to dry for it all. And then it's Hillary or whoever comes after that or that idiot Edwards, or that criminal, openly running around the country giving speeches everywhere saying, get rid of the First Amendment, Newt Gingrich, posing as a conservative, derailing and destroying the real conservative revolution in 94 that he had nothing to do with. All right, I'm going to go to your calls really fast. I want to play this Noam Chomsky thing and get into FDA as approved clone meat and milk. Oh, boy. And then there's not a debate about that. The debate is, should you be told now? You're not told if it's irradiated now. You're not even told if it's organic now. Did you know that? They changed the law last year, and it's now started, excuse me, earlier this year. I'm already calling it last year, early 2006, where 75% of the food cannot be organic, but they can still call it that. So now Borden's is organic. Now all the mainline crud full of everything you can imagine, the hormones, all of it. Now it's all okay. It's like seeing your Macintosh computers organic. I mean, it's these people. All right, I'm already digressing. I want to move really fast here. Let's talk to Todd in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hope you had a Merry Christmas, and thank you for helping me really read the mainstream news.
Well, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, here's some more news about our loving government taking care of us. Just before Thanksgiving, in the local Indianapolis paper, they started telling us about if you are on unemployment for any reason, and I believe welfare as well, they are now issuing debit cards instead of paper checks. And they're passing this off as a good thing.
Yeah, I have a giant stack, and this is used to track and trace to destroy any underground economy for the new national sales tax and the whole grid they're bringing in.
Yep. And as you probably already know, our main toll road across the north of the state that runs from Chicago east was leased to an Australian company.
That's right.
And a state representative from that area was quoted in that same paper, saying, you wouldn't believe how many emails and phone calls I've gotten saying this is a bad idea, but I believe in it, and I'm going to vote for it. You know, when did we lose our representative government?
No one's compiled the numbers, but this year alone, $150 million was spent just at the federal level trying to destroy the Internet. I mean, literally, folks, you'd be gone. You wouldn't be able to go wherever you wanted on the web, and you'd have to pay to get to certain sites anywhere. Okay, but no one's looked at the state levels. Well, people have looked just at Texas. Do you know how much foreign companies in the last decade lobbied in the state of Texas for them handing over our roads basically for free to them?
Oh, I imagine it'd be a ton.
Over $200 million in one state alone. I don't know what it is in all the other states.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's really, you know, starting to bother me.
Yeah, these criminal, and they are, they're criminal pieces of filth, but the judges and the systems are all so corrupt. I mean, they'll bust some cop for, you know, running two or three whores or something, which isn't good. And they may, oh, look, they're busting the system, and then they leave these judges and these politicians in who are literally just, I mean, the people become state reps and 2 years later have $5 million when they had nothing. Or Hillary joins the Senate and is worth $500,000, and then now she's worth 50-something million in 6 years. I mean, they're just a bunch of crooks. It's like J.J.J. Pickle, you know, who went to Congress worth nothing and got out worth hundreds of millions. I mean, they're just all a bunch of crooks.
Well, maybe one day you can give us all a bit of a history lesson, because didn't, when our country was founded and we sent representatives from the states or even representatives from the counties to either state or federal government, didn't they have, weren't they farmers or business owners, and they just went to take care of.
And no one, people would go ape if you served more than one term, and it was totally looked down on, and they were paid almost nothing. Yes, I appreciate your call. But now they're not servants, they're officials. They're authorities. We're civilians, and our military is foreigner. So see, we're below the military, they're foreigners. You see how it works? Again, they've announced, they're admitting, they're going to make even more of our troops be foreigners. Let's talk to Brenda in, where are you calling from?
Colorado Springs.
Welcome there at our real capital, there at Northcom.
Yeah, actually, it's the military-industrial complex. I'm right smack in the middle of it. And I've got something interesting to share with you. I do a job that takes me throughout a couple of counties right here locally. I go out where people are digging and doing construction work to make sure they don't hit certain types of lines in the ground. And sometimes I have to go down on Fort Carson. And down on the tank range, there's a tremendous amount of construction going on down there. Where they used to go out and do maneuvers and practice and so forth with the tanks and the firing range and everything, there's just been a massive amount of construction, and there's a bunch of underground lines running through there. And so I went out there and went further down than I had ever been before. It's a very massive range, and I went way down there, and there was just all these brand-new buildings coming up and everything. And I asked one of the contractors, I said, "My God, man, what's going on out here, you know?" And I was informed that a new international airport was being built there on the tank range for international troops to come and land there. And also these massive buildings, just tremendous amounts of them, really large ones.
We've been completely folded in. Look, the country is gone. They're announcing that the majority of our troops by 2010 in ground forces will be foreigner. It's already 20% on the ground in Iraq, and they're openly announcing that they're just going to just unlimited recruiting overseas. And this is it. I mean, look, they signed agreements with NORTHCOM to have foreign troops, quote, patrol America. That is mainstream news. You cannot – it was in Army Times.
They they're bringing in these people from all over the world, and they've got these massive facilities being built out here to train them here. And this little secretive airport – to fly them in right here on the tank range at Fort Carson. And Fort Carson has just quadrupled in size. I have a very good friend that's retired from out there, and she also does my job, and she had been out there quite a bit. She and I had talked on the QT, but she was so completely brainwashed that all I could do was, like, get information from her. Trying to share anything with her was just waste of time.
That's where you fought Al-Qaeda. Yeah, it's all Al-Qaeda fighting out there.
I give you that piece of information. And also last night I was listening to Pastor Butch Paugh. He was talking about the draft for the Iran attack and so forth. My son is in college.
But they're not going to call it a draft after the feds blow something up here in the U.S. and blame it on the Iranians. It's called national service.
Yes, of course. And my son is about 21, so I'm going to do whatever I can to secure him because he's not going anywhere or doing anything. But this morning on the History Channel, and I turn it on occasionally when I'm bored. I'm in the middle of a blizzard, so we couldn't work. And
sure.
I got the History Channel on this morning, and they had a little program on there where they had three Vietnam veterans that they'd pulled out of this VFW hall, and they were putting them together at the Vietnam War Memorial wall thing with three draft dodgers from the Vietnam era. And they were really boosting up the draft
I know. Listen, the PR blitz has been going for 2 years. I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. It's sick. This is an 8-minute clip. I don't have time in this segment to play it all now. Can you fast forward it to the original cut part? Because I know I took one clip off the web and then had you put it with the other clip that was in two parts on YouTube. Can you go to the part where Chomsky starts flapping his lips for us? Just like fast forward it like 2.5 minutes or something. I think that's when the guy stops asking his question. It's at some university function, and Noam Chomsky, the MIT military industrial complex front man, he's financed by them, but he fights them. And again, I've debated him on air. You know, we need to turn our guns in. World government will save us. The UN is loving and good. It's fighting the evil Americans who are all fascist. Our government, okay, set up the UN, okay? It does the dirty work for them, and then it takes the blame. The UN's totally evil, folks, but it's run by the globalist. It was created in San Francisco in 1945. By the way, Gorbachev runs that base today. I've been there. Presidio in San Francisco. And what they do is they put him out there, and the government didn't kill Kennedy. Oh, the government wasn't involved in 9/11. But at the end of this, he says, but so what if they did? There's nothing you can do about it. So what if they did? And then he uses this stuff about you couldn't keep it secret. Manhattan Project, killing black men with syphilis for 45 years, they kept that secret, and then they decided to announce it, radiating children. All these whistleblowers have gone public. The whistle has been blown. Norman Mineta there when Cheney's saying the order still stands. CIA drills, hijacking, I mean, all this stuff going on. Bush having troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the months before, having the launch orders on his desk to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11, calling public officials, warning them not to fly. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. Official U.S. plan, he says the government would never think of this. Our government admittedly carried out Ajax, attacking Iran, blaming it on their government. Stage the Gulf of Tonkin, but nope, Chomsky says this stuff never happens. And he said the people would know why they'd be in... What are you talking about? They stage this stuff all the time. Hitler didn't get caught blowing up his own capital. Go ahead and play Noam Chomsky.
That the Bush administration gained from it, although true, it doesn't seem to tell you anything. It just says they're just one of the power systems in the world, so they gained from it. Did they... plan it in any way or know anything about it? This seems to me extremely unlikely. I mean, for one thing, they would have had been insane to try anything like that. If they had, it's almost certain that it would have leaked. You know, it's a very poor system. Secrets are very hard to keep. So something would have leaked out, very likely. And if it had, they'd all have been before firing squads, and that'd be the end of the Republican Party forever. You know? And to take a chance on that, even if you could control what would, further, it was completely unpredictable what was going to happen. I mean, you couldn't predict that the plane would actually hit the World Trade Center. I mean, it happened that it did, but you know, could easily have missed. You could hardly control it. But what you could be almost certain of is that any hint of a plan would have leaked and would have just destroyed them. And to take a chance on something like that would be meaningless. Now, if you look at there's a big industry in the United States on the left as well. I mean, you see the email that I get. There's a huge internet industry from the left trying to demonstrate, and there's books coming out, there were bestsellers in France and so on, that this was all faked and it was planned by the Bush administration and so on. If you look at the evidence, anybody who knows anything about the sciences would instantly discount that evidence. I mean, there's plenty of coincidences and unexplained phenomena, and you know, why did this happen and why didn't that happen and so on. But if you look at a controlled scientific experiment, same thing is true. I mean, when somebody carries out a controlled scientific experiment at the best laboratories, at the end, there are lots of things that are unexplained, and there are funny coincidences and this and that. If you want to get a sense of it, take a look at the letters columns in the technical scientific journals. So like Nature or Science or something. The letters are commonly about unexplained properties of reports of technical experiments carried out under controlled conditions, which are just going to leave a lot of things unexplained. That's the way the world is. Now, when you take a natural event, you know, not something that's controlled, most of it will be unexplained. There'll be all sorts of things that happened, but you know, you can afterwards you can put them into some kind of pattern, but beforehand you can't. And the pattern may be completely meaningless because you put them into some other pattern too, if you want. I mean, that's just the way complicated events are. So the evidence that's been produced, in my opinion, is essentially worthless, and the belief that it could have been done. It's so, has such low credibility that I don't really think it's serious. I should say that, you know, I'm pretty isolated on this in the West. I mean, a large part of the left completely disagrees on this and has all kind of elaborate conspiracy theories and, you know, about how it happened and why it happened and so on. But I think it just, first of all, I think it's completely wrong, but also I think it's diverting people away from serious issues. I mean, it just doesn't make it. I mean, even if it's true, which is extremely unlikely, who cares? You know, I mean, it doesn't have any significance. But it's a little bit like the huge.
Back that up about 30 seconds. We'll play it when we get back in the final segment. Even if it was true, who cares? It's not important. Oh, no. And to think that the government could even do this, that they'd think about it. No, we just have a plan where they talk about these exact type attacks, Northwoods. We have them admittedly staging other attacks, CIA.gov. But I had Chomsky on, you know, and I mean, it's just nothing. It's low-grade moron. But he uses his propagandists for low-grade morons. He uses words like extremely unlikely, insane. They have no facts. You know, that whiny know-it-all, beatnik, dirtball, you know, just that NPR voice. We know everything. We're so smart. Hey, you've totally exposed yourself as a shill. Everyone hates you now, okay? And now he's figuring it out. I mean, even if it was true, who cares? Yeah, who cares if they killed 3,000 people? Who cares if we have murdering psychopaths who ran the attacks? Who cares?
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be here Monday live, and I'll be here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You can tune in at Infowars.com on some of the great stations that have picked us up, like KLBJ 590, where we do it from live. Sorry to all the callers. We're out of time. I need to play this clip again. I mean, I wrote a bunch of notes, and it's an even longer piece of babble. On Monday, I might play the whole thing. It's like 8 minutes long. And there's other speeches with him saying the same thing. But imagine, he just says, you know, even if it's true, you can't really do anything with it. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, who cares if they did? I mean, play that weird clip again. Here he is.
I think they're just, I think simply wrong, but also I think it's diverting people away from serious issues. I mean, this doesn't make any, I mean, even if we're true, which is extremely unlikely, who cares? I mean, it doesn't have any significance. It's a little bit like the huge energy that's put out on trying to figure out who killed John F. Kennedy. I mean, who knows? And who cares?
Okay, so again, on Monday I'll play the whole thing. And he goes on and on. So now, John F. Kennedy, we shouldn't be concerned about who blew his head off in Dallas. Yeah, we just had his mistress on record, his lawyer on record. They're saying, I'm going to kill that SOB tomorrow. I mean, I've just interviewed both of them here on this show. She admittedly had a son. Now it's on record. It's all coming out. They've had government laboratories test the bullet and say it isn't the same bullet. It's on, I mean, just, you know, who cares that it was a military coup? And that George Bush Sr. was one of the head operatives that day there in Dallas. And, you know, who cares if the government carried out 9/11? Oh, and it would have leaked. You mean the little Arab kids telling MSNBC that building won't be there in a week? Or Odigo? I mean, they weren't hiding it. People say, well, that proves that Odigo somehow was involved. No, it's the opposite. Odigo's like telling the public, hey, we got a call here in Tel Aviv to get out of the building, and 4 hours before, we instant messaged all our employees, and all of them got out, several thousand. Their U.S. headquarters was there. And again, I'm not saying Israel wasn't involved somehow. I'm saying that particular company. They're going, yeah, we got a call not to... You see? And then two FBI agents went to prison for insider trading, but not for the big insider trading. And all those other people that went to prison in New York for insider trading. And people being warned not to fly. And all of that. And then lying about how they never heard of a plan to fly. And then saying the plane would miss. They can shoot a cruise missile down a chimney through a window. They have had jumbo jets take off in L.A., fly to Australia with no one on board them, no one at the controls, and land perfectly better than a pilot. Oh, no, the plane just could have missed it, would have flown right past it. Oh, yes, and you know, things didn't go as they planned them for them. They meant for Flight 93 to go into the capital. But the happy hooligans out of North Dakota, based in Virginia that week, refused to follow orders and fired two AIM-9s. And that's on the recordings that have been released now. That they got jets on them. They're going to put AIM-9s into them. A general just said, well, you know, 2 months before he had the power to shoot down aircraft. He was taken away 2 months before. Cheney had that power taken away, but they went ahead and just shoot it down. AIM-9. Pew, pew. Sidewinders, baby. 8.5 mile debris field. You're right. The military came through and shot that sucker down. So they give you another Pat Tillman, you know, Jessica Lynch fable about how let's roll and all that baloney. Give me a break. In reality, Americans would have fought back if they hadn't been gassed on board those craft. And the few calls they've got real... Our stewardess is going, I can't breathe, there's something in here. Hey, folks, get the films, fight the terrorists. Get Terror Storm on DVD at Infowars.com. Get America Free to the Fascism. Make copies of them. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Go to Google Video, watch Terror Storm for free. Get it out, expose the terrorists. Have a great weekend. See you in the new year. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.